from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Russian officials continued to respond to United States President Donald Trump's Twitter warnings Wednesday. Trump said missiles, quote, will be coming in response to Syria's suspected chemical attack. Senior Russian lawmaker Konstantin Kosachev said Trump's tweets reflect a dangerously light-minded approach to a critical situation. Others have warned the U.S. that Moscow would view an airstrike on Syria as a war crime, saying it could trigger a direct military clash. The World Health Organization is demanding immediate unhindered access to victims of the suspected chemical attack on the Syrian town of Douma. The WHO says it has received reports from its partners on the ground that dozens of people have died and an estimated 500 people are showing symptoms consistent with exposure to toxic chemicals. Here's more from VOA's Lisa Schlein.
WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich tells VOA the agency cannot verify reports of the use of toxic substances last Saturday in Douma because the WHO has no direct access to the area. He does say, however, that the information WHO has received comes from national and international health partners with whom it has worked for years. Jazarevich says these reports indicate the general population was exposed to toxic agents. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
According to the BBC, British Prime Minister Theresa May is ready to give the go-ahead for Britain to take part in military action in response to the suspected chemical weapons attack in Syria. May would not seek prior parliamentary approval. This is VOA News. House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan will not run for re-election this November in the United States, casting further doubt about the Republicans' ability to maintain control of the House during midterm elections. Ryan announced he is retiring during a press conference on Wednesday, following months of rumors that he planned to leave Congress.
What I realize is, if I am here for one more term, my kids will only have ever known me as a weekend dad. I just can't let that happen.
The Republican from Wisconsin has been Speaker of the House since 2015. He began serving in the House in 1999. After weathering heated questions from two Senate panels, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg returned to Capitol Hill Wednesday to face more questions from lawmakers about the social media platform's transparency and user privacy. Zuckerberg saying he believes it is inevitable that there will be regulation of his industry. Here's an exchange between Representative Fred Upton and the CEO.
Some would argue that a more regulatory environment might ultimately stifle new platforms and innovators. Some might describe as desperately needed competition.
On your point about regulation, the internet is growing in importance around the world in people's lives. And I think that it is inevitable that there will need to be some regulation. So my position is not that there should be no regulation, but I also think that you have to be careful about what regulation you put in place.
Facebook has been reeling from its worst ever privacy failure. It comes after revelations last month that the political data mining firm Cambridge Analytica, which was affiliated with President Trump's 2016 campaign, improperly scooped up data on about 87 million users. An Algerian military transport plane carrying soldiers crashed Wednesday, killing at least 257 people. The Algerian Defense Ministry made the announcement Wednesday. Officials said the plane went down near the Boufarik Air Base, about 25 kilometers southwest of the capital of Algiers. Shortly after taking off, the dead include 247 passengers and 10 crew members. The U.S. State Department says there are no restrictions on the travel of Pakistani diplomats in the United States after reports their movement would be restricted. Pakistani and Indian media said the Trump administration has notified Pakistani authorities that diplomats will not be able to travel more than 40 kilometers from their post without permission. Pakistan's embassy in Washington told VOA Tuesday it has received no information on any such restrictions. I'm Liz Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.